As Donald Trump continues to build his cabinet, the Philadelphia City Council has some thoughts on his picks. A resolution decrying the choices was approved at this week's meeting. Councilmember Curtis Jones said it was like a clown car pulled up to let the president's nominees out in D.C.
They authored the 2025 plan first. On their first day, they had prepared 300 executive orders. They automatically turned off spigots of funding. And what is dangerous is they had no idea what intended and unintended consequences there was, because the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike.
Councilmember Rue Landau authored the resolution and said she's concerned about the current cabinet trying to dismantle the federal government. Princeton University made a donation of 52 laptops and other technology to the New Jersey Department of Corrections. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports the computers will be used to help undergraduate students behind bars be prepared for the job market.
Along with those laptops are 60 pairs of noise-canceling headphones, USB drives, routers, and a couple of printers. Also included, a charging cabinet to store the laptops in. Princeton University Provost Dr. Jennifer Rexford says the donation will be used as part of the NJ STEP Consortium, which provides courses towards a college degree.
This is a part of that, where we can bring some of our knowledge and the work of our faculty and students to be able to educate a population that's really underserved today.
The laptops will be used by about 300 incarcerated students at East Jersey State Prison in Rahway and the Edna Mann Correctional Facility in Clinton. Also in partnership with the Ivy League institution is Drew and Rutgers Universities, along with Raritan Valley Community College. In Princeton, New Jersey, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
Right now in Princeton, patchy clouds and 38 degrees, 38 as well along the water in Atlantic City, slightly warmer in the heart of Philadelphia. It is 42 degrees in Philly with clouding skies. By tomorrow, we expect those clouds to remain and showers in the forecast for Friday.